person that grew up with a creative family, and the family blessed her with creativity. And Holly just gonna share a few things, and she's tackling a big project, and hopefully we can stand with her and pray with her. Holly Winter.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I'm kind of going off the cuff here, so bear with me. But yes, today is what we're coining as Testimony Sunday. So we're sharing what's going on in our fellowship with different people that are part of our family. And so I'd like to let you know, as a family, what I've been up to and what I'm about to go into. Some of you might know, but I'll share with you a little bit. There's actually a slide if you wanted. Yay! So for those who aren't aware, I'm a filmmaker, and I've had a background in creating short films and narrative films in Christian settings, so with Youth with a Mission for a little while. I really enjoy that directing, writing, producing kind of thing. And a really awesome opportunity came up for me end of last year and this year. I don't know, a few of you might remember, I was back at Cowinda, I believe, so it was in 2019. Yeah, there was a guy named James Baker who came by and told us about his project. And his project is the XP film series, which is like a film series resource for schools and youth groups and community groups to start authentic conversations about life, faith and God's story set on an Aussie road trip. So think Aussie humour, Aussie things for young Aussie teens who are just starting out thinking about those big questions. And if you're familiar with the Alpha film series, it's in a similar sort of format to that. But James's the reason why he's starting this project is because he ran Youth Alpha with a group of 15-year-old teenage boys who had no faith background, and Alpha sort of went over their heads or didn't quite hit a spot where they were needing it. It was a little bit further on for them, so he thought there's a gap here for Aussie teens who are just starting to think about faith. And so he's like, right, I'm going to create my own. And so it's been years and years of planning on James's behalf, and then lots of fundraising. It's been completely crowdfunded, but we've fundraised enough to start the actual film production, which is actually starting tomorrow. And so the reason I'm a part of this is, he came and spoke about, he made the first episode in TV land, they call it the pilot, the first episode to sort of like test screen and to a proof of concept. And so he had created that, and our youth group actually watched it and gave some feedback for him. That was in 2019. He came and pitched the pilot to a meeting with me in tow, I think, in 2019. And when I heard that there was an opportunity for me to be on a film set again, I was like, James, get me on there as much as like anything I possibly can. And so on the pilot episode, I was volunteer social media manager and just was on set a little bit as a volunteer. In the end of last year, that production company that made that film, the pilot episode, went on to bigger and better things, and James asked me to actually produce the whole film series, which means, yeah. And for those who don't know, in film land, the producer is kind of the one who runs the ship. So the director does all the creative sort of vision stuff, and the producer makes sure he can do that. So there's, budgets and planning and people skills and making sure that everything's set to go so that the director and the actors can do their thing. And so there's a lot in that. But I really believed in this project and the mission that it had to reach this particular group of kids in Australia and beyond, honestly, to start those questions and conversations around faith and even just the big questions in life. So a lot of the episodes are about, questions about, what is happiness? Why do we chase happiness? What does that look like? Or what else? Relationships, exploring that. A bit about wonder and awe? You know, do you ever go out camping and see the stars and wonder, like, where do I fit in all of this? And then going on to a bit of meaning. But a very slow burn to start off these first questions in maybe 13 to 15-year-old teenagers' hearts. And because I could go on about, like, the project and, like, pitch it to you or whatever, but actually also it's been a lot of a heart journey for me in taking this job up. Because it's exactly like where I wanted to take my career and take my passions and love of film and creating things as well as with young people. When James first asked me, I struggled in saying yes because I believed in this project and like it was exactly what I wanted to do, but it was a massive, big, steep learning curve for me. And so far in this pre-production part, it has been extremely hard and it's been a battle, not only in like physical stuff, but also like spiritually. And I've really felt that God has his hand on this project and so that the enemy doesn't want it to go forward. And so we've been, you know, coming up against things personally and then as a team, but there's lots of prayer support behind this project, and I'm really grateful for those who have been praying for this project so far. But what am I saying? Yeah. And so it's been pretty hard over the last couple of months setting this up. It's just like the amount of emails and legal documents and permits and budgets and personally battling my own insecurity and like imposter syndrome of being like that this job is too big or too, you know, I don't have the skills for this. These are the kind of things that I felt like were battling me on all sides. But when I look back on the things that I've been a part of and the creative endeavors that I've done with Jesus already, a hallmark of my walk with Jesus has been risk. And as we know, in the Vineyard, we say that faith is spelled R-I-S-K. And, you know, when I was struggling to say yes to the job, I was sitting in church and I needed to make that decision that night. And I felt like God said that, like, I am capable, but actually my only qualification that I was needed was God's call. And, like, and this is something that he's led me into and has prepared me up until this point for this. And so he's led me for sure. And so we start filming on Monday. And so I'd really appreciate your prayers. We're filming all throughout the month of March for a nine-episode series, about 8 minutes long. So it's essentially a feature-length thing that we're filming in March. Although it's felt like an uphill battle this far, there have been a lot of still some sparkling moments of wonderful unity within the crew, because most of the crew are Christian as well, not all of them, but most of them. We've had some successes in securing locations and actors and props and that kind of thing. But yeah, God is definitely in it. And if we look forward to the result of this, it's going to touch lots of lives of young people who, it would touch a lot of lives of young people who are questioning things and wondering what life is even about. And there's already been lots of connections there. But yes, so I'd appreciate your prayers and thank you for seeing me through this far. And keep an eye out. There's the website and a QR code goes to the website. If you're interested at all, you can follow along there. But thank you, everyone.
So I'm going to get a couple of people to pray for Holly, and I'm sure all of you here will stand in unison and say, we are with you, Holly. And I like you saying a few times, God is in it. If God is not in it, it's not going to be fun. So I got a good friend, Stefan, that I asked to come to pray for Holly. So Stefan and I have been journeying with James for the last 4 or 5 years, so we know the project. Stefan, you want to come out? And Angus and Jessica. So just a symbolic thing, would you like to stand with Holly? And like what she's saying, this is going to influence communities and nations. All right. So I'll let Stefan start first. Jessica, Angus.
Yeah, it's been a privilege to journey with James over the last 5 years. And then, you know, it's amazing. I only had coffee with him last week and he mentioned that you came on board. And I was just, wow, God, you are amazing. And to see the work that you're doing. So, church, let's take our hands and, raise them out to Holly and just... Father God, we just say thank you, Lord, for bringing Holly into this project. You've called her exactly as she said, Father, given her years of experience and gifting and talent and passion, Father, for this Project XP, Lord, helping young Aussies explore their faith, Father, and explore their life. Father, we pray that as the filming starts next week, Father, your blessing and your abundance will be there, Father, with the crew, Father, with the setting, Father. We pray that your Holy Spirit will just be circling them, will be filling each of the crew and the actors, Father, that Holly's work as producer, Father, that everything will come together, Lord. And that, Father, as this filming goes ahead, it'll just be an amazing experience, Father. And when it launches, Father, we will see many, many young adults impacted, Father. That we will see a move, Father, of your Holy Spirit in the young adults through this movie, through this series, Father. That we will see salvations, Father. That we will see your kingdom rise in this generation, Father. So, Father, we pray a blessing over Holly and the team. We pray a blessing on the hands of her work, Father. Lord, would you go before her in every way, Father. Meet the needs that she has and the team has, Father. Your favor and your glory over her and over the work. And, Father, we commit Holly to you and the team to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
A beautiful person and such a creative person that I'm just so grateful that she's a part of our church, and I pray for revival and within our young people, and as someone who works with young people, it's definitely something that we really need here in Australia. So thank you, Lord, for calling Holly to do this, and I pray that you protect her as she may face spiritual oppression. And the people that are involved as well, I pray that you protect them all, and we believe that your hand is on this project, and so we put all our trust in you, Lord. Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. As we've sung today, Lord, wherever you go, wherever you lead, that's where I'll follow, that's where I'll be, Lord. And Lord, that's exactly what Holly's doing, Lord. That's exactly what she's doing. Wherever you call, Lord, that's where Holly's going. Wherever you are, that's where Holly's leading and walking in towards, Lord. So we bless that, Lord. We say, Holy Spirit, fill the places before they get there. May your spirit just be abundant, and that even before the project airs, Lord, even before anyone sees any recording, that as they're going from location to location, Lord, around Adelaide, that those locations would be filled with your spirit, and that people would see your good works and we come up and question the crew and the cast and go, oh, what are you guys doing? And may your may this XP film series, Lord, may your light be shone so brightly and spread like wildfire through the connections and the people that just see it happening before it's even aired, Lord. So we just declare your glory over everything that's happening here, and we just say yes and amen to everything you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
So Holly, we bless you as you go forth. I bless you with the warrior spirit of Joshua and Joan of Arc. Joshua 1:8-9 will be your scripture to go forth. So do not be dismayed or troubled or fearful. Be strong and courageous. Be very, very strong and courageous. Go forth, and God is with you, and you will prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. We have another young sister who is already creative. You going to rap for us today? No? Yes? Maybe? No? Okay. Jessica is a rapper. I haven't seen her rapping, but that's the reputation. She's a rapper. All right. Father, we bless Jessica. We thank you, Lord, that you brought her family to Adelaide, and we do believe you have called them here through many storms and struggles, but they have got here in Jesus' name.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jessica. So most of you would know about our family's permanent residence situation. I see a few people. Thank you. Yes, spoiler alert, we got it. but a bit of context for the people who don't know. Our family came here 4 years ago, and it was really difficult. And we had to wait 2 years to apply for a permanent residence, so we were on a temporary visa. And when it should have only taken a year or less, it took 27 months for us to get the permanent residence. And it was really difficult for all of us, health-wise, mental health. It was just full of uncertainty. We could not plan our life. My experience, I couldn't plan ahead. I'm only 21, and I did not even know what was going to happen next month, next year. It felt like there was just blackness, darkness out there, you know? And it was really uncertain, and it gave me a lot of anxiety and our family as well. And it came with other struggles. Like, I personally could not go to uni without this PR. And so I had to wait quite a while to get into uni, and I had no idea when I was going to get into uni, whether it be when I was 22 or 26 or 30. I had no idea. And it was really hard to plan my life. So we finally got our permanent residence on the 16th of February. Thank you. Yes, and so as soon as we got the call, I got the call from my dad. I called up Flinders Uni and I was like, hey, can I apply for Flinders? And they're like, yes, you can. You need either a diploma or to do the stat test. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm doing the diploma at the moment. And so I had two choices. Either finish my diploma for the year and go next year, or withdraw from my diploma and do the stat test to get in mid-year. And it was a really big decision to make, because if I made the decision too late, I would have to pay a lot of money, $1,000 for my diploma. And if I withdrew and I somehow failed the stat test, I would not get into uni. It was just a really difficult decision to make. And at first I was like, I don't want to go to uni now. I've enrolled in something already. I'll do it next year. But then I was like, well, there's a reason why we got it now and not next year. So I was like, maybe I should do it this year. So after a lot of thinking and praying, I decided to withdraw from my diploma and take a leap of faith. That's what it felt to me, a leap of faith. But the timing wasn't too great. My ATAR just expired 1.5 months before I got my PR. So if I got my PR 1.5 months ago, I would have been able to use my ATAR. Then with the stat test, the test window closed 3 days before I got my PR, and I had to wait till May. And with the diploma, the census date, which was the day I had to tell them I wanted to withdraw, was on the day I got my PR, which meant I had to pay. So all the timing was just wrong. Everything was off. And I started getting really sassy with God. I was like, you call this perfect timing? Like, okay. But, yes, I was getting a little sassy with it. It's good to be honest with God. But I chose to trust him anyways, because I felt that the PR came on that date for a reason. And it didn't seem right that everything was off, whether it was a few days, weeks, or a month. So I withdrew, and I decided to do the stat test in May, so it was a long time to wait, and I had to pay for withdrawing. So regardless of what happened, I still like applied whatever I could. I uploaded my certificate 4, which I just finished last year, and stat SATAC found my ATAR from somewhere. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I guess I have to wait a while to get the next qualification. And then a couple days later, so like Tuesday this week, I saw that my certificate for and my ATAR were assessed and it was green. And I was like, oh, okay. And then above that, it said Bachelor's of Social Work, eligible for consideration. And I was like, does that mean what I think it means? That doesn't seem right. I didn't do a diploma or the stat test. And so I was like, okay, this is looking good. Okay. And 2 days later, you know when you're like in that dream state right before you wake up? Like that second of being asleep and you're like having a dream and then you wake up? You know what I mean? In that state, in that split second between sleep and waking up, I heard, I'm going to get my acceptance into uni today, just as I woke up. And I woke up, I was like, okay, I'm going to get accepted into uni today. And about 3 p.m., I did. And, yeah, it seems they took my expired ATAR and my certificate for neither that they said were going to be, you know, eligible for consideration, but they took it anyways, and I got in. So, always trust in God's timing, even if it doesn't seem right.
May I get Ruth Pickering to come up and pray for Jessica? Ruth Pickering has lots of experience with new arrival, new students, and also going overseas, so she's gonna bless you.
Yeah, God, thank you. We can be sassy with you and you can take it. I mean, that's what the Psalms are full of, people just hanging out and telling God like they think it is. And yep, I've been guilty of a little bit of that in my time. But thank you that your ways are perfect. And when we can just see two steps ahead, you've got the whole way planned. And we just bless Jess and her whole family. Just wash away the times, the months of anxiety and stress, all of the not knowing and being unsure. And we bless them for their faithfulness in all of that. And we just pray that Jess is going to have an awesome time at uni. We know that she is going with her life full of the light of Jesus, of the Holy Spirit. Pray that she'll be a beacon of you and of your light and love wherever she goes. And that these years of waiting, there is no wasting, but that she's had extra maturity. She's grown in her faith. She's grown in her resilience, because she's had to wait and call on you. And she's going to see the blessing of that in her uni study. We thank you, God, that you have blessed us in order to bless the nations. And we know that Jess is going to bless the nations at Flinders Uni. And so, yeah, just go shining the light, we pray.
Thank you, Jessica. We're going to do a couple of song of worship. You're going to be required, yeah? If you're new to us, Maria and I feel when we gather, corporate worship and corporate fellowship is the most important. That doesn't mean preaching of the word is not important. It just means preaching of the word is not the main of the service. So corporate worship and corporate fellowship is learning to listen to each other, hearing people's story and what God is doing, all right? So I love the word, so don't get me wrong. So the word is important. It's just the preaching of the word is not the main thing that we do every Sunday. Hope you understand that. Okay.